Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Big East tournament begins Wednesday. Seton Hall will be the 11 seed against Villanova. Winner of that one plays 3-seed UConn Thursday night. St. John's, of course, is the one. They will play the winner of Providence and Butler in the first game, noon Thursday.
Oh, noon. Oh,
noon.
Cool.
They get things started. That'll be the quarterfinal rounds. The Johnnies finished off 27-4 regular season with an OT thriller at Marquette Saturday. Here's a little OT mink montage for you.
Richmond drives, holds up, side jump, good. 17-foot shot is good. R.J. Lewis straight up. Ahead in the middle, draws contact, scoops it up. No good. Tap is up and good by RJ Lewis for three. Bingo here on the near side. Agapur loops it up and good at the buzzer. And St. John's wins. How about that? Wow.
I mean, this is like the movie Cocoon. Like, he has become young again.
I mean, Benjamin Button.
Yeah, this is truly amazing how he sounds. He sounds like 15 years younger calling games with this team.
Yeah. We're waiting a long time for some excitement. You know?
Yeah.
Well, he's got it now.
Yeah. And
make a huge deposit in the family fun bank.
It's possible and very conceivable that he's calling games through this month.
Let's go there.
I mean, he's come a long way from leaving his house, walking to the train station, watching the train leave, not getting on it, and walking back to his house.
Sadly, those days are rapidly approaching again, though.
I mean, for all we know, he still does that on off days.
He doesn't sound like it. That he told us that story, that was a different Minko than the one we just heard in those highlights.
Yes.
Different guy.
They ended up winning 86-84 on the Zuby Ejiofor buzzer beater. Meantime, we had overtime.
The problem for Mink isn't now. It's honestly, and he said this, it's April, May, June, July, August, September, waiting to get to bed. Because I really do believe once they start practicing in October, he's got somewhere to be and something to do every day, and he's fired up for it. It's the 6 months in between.
Yeah, it's not like he's going to the beach or surfing.
I don't think so.
You know, playing pickleball.
I love you all. God bless. Stay safe.
What was that on Zoom?
That was his sign off.
No, but clearly wasn't here. He obviously was working at home, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, based on the audio quality.
That doesn't sound like he was here.
No.
I mean, that sounded terrible.
Did you pick up on that, Eddie? Major echo there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jerry.
Good. That sounded terrible, but all right.
It was probably during COVID.
It had to have been. I would certainly think so, yes.
She's just like, who cares?
No. I mean, there was a lot. I was waiting for Eddie to say something about the retirement hot air balloon or whatever you said.
Who said what?
I don't know. Eddie had this whole thing that during COVID they like stuck her. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm not going to say.
All right.
But it was just because I was reminiscing about a funny Eddie line during COVID where.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think he got in trouble for that. So that's why I stopped.
Oh, great.
That's the thing. It's in Eddie's file.
Let's leave the file alone. Gio, you only got a year left.
Join me. You ready? Moving right along. 75-67 Rutgers over Minnesota in OT yesterday. Scarlet Knights earned the 11 seed for this week's Big Ten tournament. They'll face USC in the nightcap Wednesday from Indianapolis. All right, Joe Beningo and analytics. We're never a match made in heaven, as you know, specifically, Gio, where back in the day you used analytics to pull one of your many on-air pranks on an unknowing and gullible Joe B.
Yep. Gee, I'm going to read this.
Okay, go ahead.
Created by longtime sabermetrics guru, and I love this, longtime successful AGM. Oh, yeah, he's won a lot. Billy Bean, the stat of femoral leverage under max pressure. Let me say that again for those that, you know, may have trouble hearing this. It's called femoral leverage under max pressure, more commonly known to the people in the know as flump.
Yes. All right, so we got that. Obviously, that wasn't a real thing. So maybe he still carries this still carries a scar from that day. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Joe, on his Saturday show this weekend, was chatting with one of his regular guests, longtime baseball reporter John Harper, now of SNY, one of my Sports Night colleagues. And Joe decided to start criticizing one of the contributors from that show for talking too much analytics, as it turns out.
One of the few guys I actually like on Sports Night. I I love you and JJ. I won't get into, you know, too many of the other guys, but the one guy that's like Mr. Analytics, oh my God, don't even get me started on him. But you know what I'm talking about.
He comes
up with stats I never heard before. You know what I mean?
I try not to force it down the audience's throat. When you start talking about, WRC2, I think most people, their eyes glaze over. So
WRC2, you know what that sounds like? Some kind of a lubricant for your car. Right?
He could have said sex.
Yeah, I know.
When I heard lubricant, I got for a your little butt.
That's what that sounds like, if you know what I mean.
Who's he talking about?
He didn't out who it was, so it's not my place
cares?
To out who it is. So listen, hasn't Joe gotten enough trouble for saying things on the air he's not supposed to say?
He didn't say it. Now I want to know who it is.
Want to be stuff about Robert Saul is what I was just referencing.
Okay.
You know?
I just want to know who he's talking about.
Well, you got to watch the show and figure it out.
Seems to know.
He's a regular. This is how he starts his day. He's told me that many time I run into him. I watch you guys every morning. You know, that's what he does. He gets up, he puts on SNY, and he watches the replay of the night before show. So he's a regular viewer. He's got thoughts and opinions on everybody. So in this same conversation with Harp, I'm gonna make you feel better, okay? Because I'm not giving you the name, but you will enjoy the fact that Joe decided to take a swipe at me Saturday as well.
Yeah, I think sometimes you could use a little more personality. I'll say that.
I'll tell him that.
You could tell him. You're probably going to hear about it. I mean, I think sometimes he's a little too, like, serious, you know? You can't be so serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to have fun with that.
You can't be so serious. I love CeeLo, but you got to be, you know, you can't be so serious, you know? You know me, I'm not serious about anything.
Yeah, well, except his sports.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like a John Harper, a barrel of laughs, right?
I was a little surprised. I mean, I laugh and smile. We have fun on that show. You know I love to laugh on this show. I don't strike myself as someone that's too serious.
No.
Maybe I am. Maybe
I don't really know you from that show, so it's hard for me to say. Are you more? You're more serious there than you are here.
Listen, you got a much smaller amount of time to make your points. You kind of got to get to it a little bit. Now, here's where I think I run into issues sometimes as far as Joe's viewership or other people. I'm sitting there with JJ, who is, I mean, you want to talk about energy and the arms are flying all over the place and everything. So maybe from that standpoint, I'm not as loud, but I don't know about too
who's
serious.
This guy doesn't like?
Oh, geez, there we
go. I need to know this.
Good time trying. Good try time.
It's not,
to deflect.
It's fine. It's really not that hard because if you watch the show at all, I will. Because I don't mind. It's not a secret. He does this on the show. I mean, he's big on stats and analytics. That guy's name is by the name of John Alba.
John Alba,
who's a fellow Quinnipiac grad like myself.
Wait, so didn't you get in a fight with him?
He was the guy who was singing loudly at the Bruce Springsteen show and taking
selfies.
You're
kidding. Yeah.
But then, you got in a Twitter beef with him?
Yeah, I didn't know he was on television.
You were like, this is what ruined concerts, guys like this. And then didn't he come back with something like he almost died? And he
he did.
I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's the guy. I mean,
that's funny.
So Joe's not a fan of the analytics that he'll drop sometimes.
This guy looks like one of these idiots that sings at a Bruce Springsteen show. You know what I mean? Like one of those guys that you're trying to have a good time and listen to the music, and then him and his buddies are sitting there singing along and ruin it for you. I didn't come here to listen to you sing the songs, schmuck. I came here for him to sing the songs. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear you do this, okay? I want to hear him do it. But anyway,
I do know Al was quite upset about that. Like, ruined his entire night.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't even at the show. I just saw it on social media. I was like, oh, this
I thought you were there.
No. I was just like, oh, this is the worst.
He was commenting because the video ended up on his timeline.
Oh, I got it.
Then there was a back
Speaking
and
of
forth.
That, did you see the girl at the college baseball game take the selfie of her butt?
Yeah.
No.
I did see that. Yeah.
Didn't catch that one.
The cameras were on her.
No. I did see the high school relay race where one gal hits the other over the head with a baton. Saw that one.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Coming around the final turn.
Oh my God.
All of a sudden she was just.
That's interesting that John Alba's not liked.
Well, by Joe.
Well, don't put it in my mouth. By a lot of people. I don't.
Who's that?
Al and Joe and I didn't particularly like his response to Al. I thought that was you could have like a half of me in there. That was a little dramatic what he wrote back there on social media.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Funny.
All right, let's give a little love to the Devils as they did get themselves a victory on Sunday.
Now to Kovacevic, a wrister, that's off the stick of Tippett. And then the Devils are able to score. And how about Eric Halla? Does that feel good or what? Eric Halla, his first goal, his first point in 29 games.
That's quite the cold streak he was on, right?
So you think?
He was feeling pretty good. Devils win the game 3-1. He gets himself back on the goal sheet. And then decides to get after a reporter a little bit post-game.
The defense is almost more important now with Jack Hughes out.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. You've been chirping about my goal scoring for the past couple months. So, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, of course it's important.
Wow.
Good for him.
Question had nothing to do with him or his goal scoring. We made sure to wedge that right in there.
Yeah, fought back.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, this guy's tuned in, I guess. Huh? What people are saying about
him. Guess so. Checks the mentions.
He said, you've been chirping about my goal scoring?
No, chirping.
Chirping. Okay, chirping. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. You've been chirping about my goal scoring for the past couple of months. So, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, of course it's important.
Past couple of months. That's what happens when you go 30 games without scoring. You know, people might chirp a little bit. So, that'll happen. But they did win. And they kind of stabilized things a little bit. A lot of injuries. And I was thinking they might come back to the pack and maybe open the door up for the likes of the Rangers or Columbus to get out of the wild card and into the
still
third
time.
Spot in the division.
There is.
The Islanders lost to the Ducks in Anaheim 4-1. Quickly wanted to bring this up. So from Saturday night's game, they played in San Jose and beat the Sharks. And there was a sequence in that game where the refs went over to review a play. You know, they do it on the monitors, their little video review. And the framing of the TV shot, and the guys at CBS Sports Network will have it here in a second. It's from behind. You see the backs of the officials, and they're over there by the glass, and they're looking things over. And look at the Sharks fan trying to slide him $100 bill.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Look at
so
that.
That was a good job out of that Sharks fan. It didn't work.
They did not take the cash.
They did lose the game.
For the NBA, they would have. Yeah, they would have taken the cash.
Exactly. Rangers lost to the Blue Jackets 7-3. So a rough weekend as they played the two teams that are now directly ahead of them in the wild card race, Ottawa and Columbus. Four possible points. They only get one. Now they got to go on a road trip, including facing one of the top teams in the league, Winnipeg, which would be Tuesday night on the road. I'll tell you what, I'm normally an Arnold Palmer Invitational guy. Man, there was not a lot to get excited about with that yesterday.
I put together a miserable lineup on FanDuel, too. I think I had three of the bottom golfers. And then Russell Henley, who's as boring as could be.
Yeah.
wins this tournament.
He chips in, and they were
Eagle.
And they were just coming back, I think, from break or out of a replay. So CBS Sports Network. No reaction. Yeah. Meanwhile, I come to read after the fact, he had said to his caddy, like, I don't think I can stop this on the green.
Yeah.
So you would think, after having that opinion, and then the winning putt even, no emotion.
$4 million win. Right, takes his hat off. I'm like, golly,
and I've said this
to
you.
This is him winning the tournament.
And millions upon millions of dollars. All right, great.
Yeah, hey.
I mean, a little life.
Yeah, there you go. A hug from the
daughter. But this is what I've said now for the last couple of years. You want to know the negative impact of LIV? They've taken a lot of the guys that have personality away, and it's a hard watch.
I mean, this is why guys like me are watching Fat Perez instead of these things, because it's just no juice.
It's boring. And I love golf. It's boring.
That's not good.
God.
No. I That's totally agree. And also the whole narrative yesterday of Colin Morikawa can't finish, and what does he do? He throws up on himself again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he also, I mean, the guy did chip in for Eagle there.
I
mean,
I understand, but I get it, but he also
conservative, and it kind of came back
to bite him a little bit. Came down. They didn't go up.
Mm-hmm. True.